It's a quiet weekday in Saskatoon, but inside this thrift shop, it feels like Christmas has been waiting all year. The air smells a little bit like pine candles and old books, that familiar scent of December nostalgia. Loncola walks slowly between the aisles, her hands brushing past vintage ornaments and mismatched mugs. She's a sustainability expert and the co-founder of ReRoot, but today she looks more like a treasure hunter.
Drifting with the nostalgia, with the slowness of it, it is a treasure hunt. It's like, what am I gonna find? I think it's quite magical.
And for this treasure hunter, Christmas doesn't begin in a big box store. It starts here, where memories hide between the shelves. She picks up an old wooden puzzle, its paint chipped at the corners. A Cabbage Patch Doll pillowcase that's in remarkably good condition considering someone probably slept on this 30 years ago. Tiny trains, retro Barbies, a well-loved doll crib that really just needs a good dusting.
I think everyone thinks they need to get their kid the newest thing in the box, but when it comes to kids, they don't care if it's in plastic and then you have to take the twist ties off and get it out of the box. That's almost more hindrance that you have to get it out of the box.
She's definitely on to something. In thrift stores, the toys come ready to play. No twist ties, no waste, no stress. And that same mindset carries into literally every corner of holiday prep.
We really don't need to be paying full price for wrapping paper, holiday cards, trays that you might put some baking on and leave at a family member's house. You can get all of that secondhand.
In the back of the store, a big bin is overflowing with old holiday cards. Snowmen, wreaths, glittery angels.
I'll cut them out into smaller pieces and use them as gift tags so that you don't have to buy gift tags or the plastic sticker ones.
It's pretty clever, and somehow it feels a little bit extra festive. The holidays are full of pressure to buy, to wrap, to perfect every single detail. But Cola tells me the most sustainable tip of all is completely free.
Just using what you have is the number one sustainability tip you can get.
My main takeaway from our time together is that Christmas isn't about what's new. It's about what's meaningful, what's remembered, and what's given with care. With a Saskatchewan story, I'm Brittany Caffey, 650 CKOM.